The world of curling, like everything else, is upside down. So we thought we'd get caught up with Emma Miskiw, friend of the show, member of Team Holman, of course, national champion, world champion, Olympian as well. And Emma's been kind enough to join us on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline this morning. How you doing, Emma?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
We're great. Thanks a lot for coming on. You're here in Ottawa. We'll assume that a curler who's not able to practice her sport as much as she'd like to has the cleanest floors in Ottawa right now, right? Like, that's how you practice?
I'm actually allowed to practice here. It's not the same across the country, but we have ice in Ottawa, so I'm very thankful for that. Otherwise, yes, my floors would be very clean.
How much are you practicing now? Are you out as much as you normally would be?
Trying to. I mean, it's different because normally we don't even have that much time in between events, so you get as much practice in as you can, but also without kind of burning out. So without any events, that looks a little different, but just trying to keep up with the skills. It's not, since we don't know the next time we're actually going to be competing, right now it's just making sure those like motor skills and everything are working properly and everything still feels how it should. And so I'm out almost every day still, but it's not the same length of practice. It's just quality at this point.
Emma, what's it like inside the rink as far as numbers, and do you have to have a mask on the whole time?
Yes. Yeah, so they have said you have to wear a mask. You can pull it off temporarily if you need to catch your breath after sweeping or something. In terms of numbers, I mean, curling clubs are huge, so they have a little bit more room for extra capacity in their leagues. But when I've been practicing, there's usually only one or two people per sheet. There's five sheets at the Ottawa Curling Club, so 10 people on the ice. I know at the leagues, they actually have full leagues running, so that would be more people. But everyone wears a mask. They take your temperature as you walk in. And if you're not feeling well, they really say don't come. So I think they're doing everything they can at this point to run, and it seems like it's been going well. So fingers crossed it stays that way.
We're talking to Emma Miskiw, member of Team Holman, about what's going on in the curling world these days. So you've been curling your entire life. You and Rachel have been teammates forever. So what has this been like for you? You not living your regular life that you have for your whole life, where you're at spiels and you're competing, et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, I would be lying if I said it wasn't discouraging and very different this year. I mean, when everything happened in March, at that time, I don't think any of us fully comprehended how long and how much impact it would have on our season the following year. And that's been the hardest part, is just when is this going to end? And I know that everyone feels that way for a lot of different reasons of what's been changing in all of our lives. It is very different for me. Even I was saying yesterday, being home for the month of December, it's very strange for me. This is not something that I usually get home a few days before Christmas and get to, like, I'm scrambling in November to get everything ready because I know I won't be here. And so it's just a little bit different this year, not having any competitions to go to. And even just seeing my team, like, we're not even allowed to practice together right now. So we're just all trying to do what we can individually, and that's all we can do right now, and then stay connected. And yeah, it's weird. It's hard to say any other way of saying it, but it's just a strange year for sure.
Well, and at the pro level and level you're at, it's the thrill of competition, of course, winning, but as to that aspect, not just with your own team, how much do you just miss the events and all the social aspect?
Yes, and I don't even know, even when we start competing again, that part's not going to be there for a while. I think the social aspect is assuming that everyone can, there's no bubbles and you can go and hang out with whoever you want, and it's not going to be like that for a bit, I don't think. So that part is definitely, we've missed that. It was nice to see a few teams when we went out for the one game we got to play in Okotoks near Calgary. We started an event, and mid-game, the provincial government announced that we had to shut down. So that was nice to see everyone for that short little bit. But I honestly, I'll never, not that I did take it for granted before, but sometimes you get caught up in winning, and it can be defeating when you lose. And now I'm just like, I don't even care. I just want to curl. I don't, like, I'll never take that element and just the element of competition, win or lose, for granted ever again after this. And I mean, if that, it teaches you something every time something happens to you, but this is some, like, I'm just really excited to play again, and hopefully we get the opportunity in February.
At this point, what is the next competition that you guys think that you'll be playing in?
So this is where we've just been, like, we don't know. This is how it's been all fall. We had originally signed up for an event in Kitchener, and it was right about the time when around the Toronto area was blowing up in end of September. And we just decided, because that's, I mean, for me, I could drive, but the other three are currently in Alberta. So they were like, well, we have to fly into Toronto. That seems like it's a risk that we shouldn't be taking for what rewards, because the events right now are really small and they're not worth any points because points are on hold. So we decided just we'll skip this one and we'll really amp up in November. And then by the time we got to November, when we had a whole month of events planned, like I was going to be out there for 3 weeks straight, home for a week, then 2 weeks straight, and then everything out there got canceled. So at this point, we actually don't know. And a lot of these events have said that they are going to reschedule to January. But then I know, like, there's only so many days in January, so not everything will get rescheduled, and I'm not even sure what will be allowed to run at that point. It kind of, I think it depends how the province is doing for those rescheduled events, but we might be playing in January a little bit. We might have a provincial at the end of January, Ontario provincials, if they can run.
Is there a chance you guys could just be...
That's the hardest part is, like, yeah. I am a very organized, planning-oriented person, and this kills me. I just want to know answers, whatever the answers are. So it's hard. We don't know. Hopefully February, but we definitely need to be Team Ontario first, so however that happens.
Right. With Emma Meskew from Team Holman. So I have been kind of reading on this a little bit, and some provinces have made the determination already. I think Saskatchewan announced yesterday, if you are the champion of the province last year, they're just going to unilaterally declare you as the champion again this year, and you'll go to the Scotties or the Brier and represent the province. They're not going to have a provincial championship. So is there the potential that that could happen in Ontario then, and then you guys would just be automatically Ontario champions again?
I guess it's a possibility. We haven't actually heard any official news about that yet. I know they're looking into what their options are, but I also know that there's different regions of Ontario, obviously, that are doing much worse in terms of numbers than others. So I am not sure how, at this point, from my personal opinion, I'm not sure how they could safely run a provincial unless something really changes between now and mid-January. So, I mean, that would be, hopefully, if they can't run, that's the decision they make, because we were fortunate enough to win last year. But we're just hoping, I mean, if we can play a provincial safely, we're happy to do so. And it's extra games, and it's competing, and we have a new team, so the more games we can get together, the better. But until we hear any official news, we can't plan anything yet.
How much of a hit as well, Emma, has this been financially for yourself and everybody across the board? I know you have a career, and I'm assuming most out there do, but hey, in a good year, I'm sure that certain amount of dollars that you're counting on, there aren't going to be there.
Yeah, it's been tough in that sense. All of us took a step back from work in the past few years. So I have a little business, but my main client was a curling company. So they had to kind of end that contract for now, just while everything's going on. So I'm not working. So my main job right now is just trying to keep the team organized and manage little things we have to do extra. Our sponsors have been so supportive, which is fantastic, because I know there's a lot of teams that that wasn't the case. So luckily, our sponsors stayed on board, and they've been great. And we're just doing other stuff because we're not on the ice displaying their logo like we normally are. So trying to pump up social media or do little other stuff that can make up for that. But it does change the amount of workload we have, and we have to come up with other creative ideas. So it's just different. And then for events, usually the prize money at events is also something that, not that we count on, because you never know how you're going to do, but you have the possibility of getting that prize money, and that's obviously not happening anymore. So it, I know financially it's taken a hit on many teams, us included. Like I said, we're just thankful our sponsors have stayed on board, or we'd, it would be a really, really tough year. But we're still training really hard. We still, in the beginning of the year, I was still doing a lot of traveling to train with the team and get a lot of good reps in. So that still costs money. So yeah, it's been definitely hard times. And I know it's been hard times for everyone, not just in sports. So it's across the board, but we're just hoping that this bubble is some great news and it's the start of something awesome. And after that, hopefully we can continue a little bit somewhat as normal, hopefully.
With Emma Miskew from Team Holman. Emma, is there the chance, based on what you described, you know, what's going on in your life, and I'm sure that there are many top-level curlers that are, you know, facing the same hardships and issues, that some teams may choose to not even play this year. Like, I got to go out and I got to live a real person's life, and I can't afford. I had to take on a job because I got to make ends meet. I can't afford to go off for 2 weeks and, you know, to train and play at a Nationals in Calgary. That we may see a bunch of teams just take the entire year off, and hopefully, if things return to normal, let's say next fall, that maybe they'd start up again next year.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the situation for a lot of teams, especially if travel requires you to quarantine when you get home. I think the East Coast might be like that right now, and maybe another. I know Manitoba was at one point. It kind of goes back and forth, but I'm sure a lot of teams, if you have a job at home where if you have to take off time before the event to quarantine, because that's what they're recommending, strongly recommending, is that you take serious precaution for the 2 weeks before the event starts. Then during the event, you're gone. And then when you get home, if you also have to quarantine at that point, that's like a month and a bit of time off work. So
right.
I'm sure in that situation, there will be some players that just say that that is not an option. Mm. But I mean, in Ontario right now, there's no quarantine rule for when you get home. So that we might not see that there, but the hardest part is that the Olympic trials are next year. So a lot of teams who are in the range of wanting to get into the pre-trials, if they don't play at all, it's really tough to get in. Even though the points aren't counting, Curling Canada is going to have to select those teams somehow. So it's hard to just skip the year. So I don't know what a lot of teams are going to do. I know, like, we just want to play, but we are in the trials already. We just want reps together.
Right.
So it's hard to say. I'm sure there's some teams that wouldn't be able to do this bubble just based off of work requirements, but I mean, it's an opportunity to curl, and we haven't been able to do that all year. So.
Yeah. Last question for you. So as we mentioned off the top, at this point, the plan is to have this curling bubble out in Calgary for the Scotties and for the Brier and the Men's Worlds. From just your own personal point of view, do you feel safe in that environment? Like, do you have any concerns whatsoever to going and doing that, and you know, health and safety and just your personal safety and that sort of thing?
Not at all. And even the events that had started kind of running in Alberta, we felt safe at those events, and they didn't have the same protocols where you had to get a test. There's a few tests that you have to get before you're allowed to safely be in this bubble to make sure that you don't have it. But even going to the event, curling is one of those sports that's so easy to physical distance from each other. Other than before, when you were sweeping behind the tee line and you kind of get close to the other skip or the other player. Other than that, you don't really have to go close to the other team at all, except for shaking hands at the beginning, shaking hands at the end, which obviously is not happening.
Yep.
And then your own team can be your bubble cohort, and you drive to the ring together and you stay together. So that makes sense, but you only see people within your team. So I was always like, curling's amazing. Other than golf, it's probably the next easiest sport to do while physical distancing. There's just a lot of the events that don't want to take on the risk of having an outbreak and that being on them. So I understand that. That would be a tough decision.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we got our fingers crossed for you that that you guys are able to get back on the ice at some point. Whether and who knows, maybe the first thing will be the Scotties. You'll skip right to one of the most important events of the year. Listen, while we have you on the air here, because I know you're in graphic design, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and looking for, so do you have like a website for your business if people are listening and they need somebody to do a little graphic design business or work?
Yeah. It's EmmaMiskewDesign.ca.
All right, there you go. Emma and Miskew is M-I-S-K-E-W, EmmaMiskewDesign.ca. So there you go. Hopefully, maybe we'll get a little bit of work for you as well. But listen, thanks a lot for coming on today. And hopefully, as we said, we'll look forward to seeing you guys out on the ice. How's Rachel with the new baby and everything?
Everything's great so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like hard being at home with a toddler right now, not being able to, especially when you're in lockdown, but I know she's been getting creative with things to do, and it looks like it's lots of fun.
All right, awesome. Listen, really appreciate the time. Thanks a lot. Look forward to seeing you back on the ice.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, there's Emma Miskew joining us on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline, brought to you by Pizza Perks at Gabriel Pizza. Download the Gabriel Pizza Perks app and sign up today.
Yeah, and you look at the finances, JR. Didn't want to ask a percentage, but hey, you are a good team, and you have some confidence that you're going to make some dough during this. And also from a TV perspective, would wonder, because it certainly sets itself up very well. Anybody that watches, it's a lot of fun. How much could they end up generating from that and not have any fans there? Is it feasible to put things on?
Right. All right. And of course, TSN would be in, because the curling, the television numbers for curling are just off the charts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So they'd be more than happy to have that coming up in the month of February and March, the season of champions, as they call it. And we'll take a break at 9:28, still to come. We'll talk about what's going on with OSIG. Mayor Jim Watson has weighed in on what's going on with the Red Blacks and the 67s and the future of Lansdowne. So we'll chat a little bit about that. We'll get to this day in sports history and celebrate some sports and hockey birthdays as well. As we roll on here, you are listening to Sports Radio TSN 1200.